Well, the Prime Minister's bid to focus attention on the economy coincides with a tick up for the coalition in the news poll. But also, as we mentioned there, a challenge from another strong independent, Oliver Yates, says he will throw his hat in the ring against Josh Frydenberg in the seat of Keong. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Oliver Yates has a fairly compelling story to tell. A long-time member of the Liberal Party, though not a Liberal for a while, son of a Liberal MP, former international banker, CEO of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation. Josh Frydenberg, though, has 58% of the primary vote in Keong at the last election. He shouldn't be at risk. What do you think? Given the mood in Victoria, could there be an upset?
I don't think he will be at risk. It's very much a heartland Liberal seat. But what this does is, again, highlight the divisions in the Liberals. Oliver Yates has written strongly about the need for cultural change in the party, and especially it highlights the climate change issue, which, as you said, is coming through in a number of these independent challenges. It's particularly difficult, of course, for Josh Frydenberg, because he would agree privately that the coalition should be doing more on climate change, and he was the one at the heart of negotiating the NEG, and of course all that got rolled. So it's certainly not an easy campaign for him in that seat, having to answer these questions on climate change in particular. Mm.
Michelle, if we hadn't got the message already, we'll get it again today from the Prime Minister. The government wants to fight this election on the economy. He will pledge today 1.25 million new jobs over the next 5 years, the elimination of net debt over 10 years. And by contrast, the government says Labor, with all its new taxes, is too risky. Do you think voters will be hearing that message? Are they listening anymore?
The government's problem is that they're really not listening and taking heed of its messages. And I think this is one problem that's very hard for it to overcome at this stage. People now tend to be a bit dismissive of the scare campaigns. I think also what we've seen is the line from the government is a bit unclear, because in terms of the question of whether there's likely to be a recession under Labor, whether the government says there'll be a recession under Labor, on the one hand, Christopher Pyne is saying, yes, there will be a recession in fairly unequivocal terms, yet Scott Morrison's speech does not go that far.
Neither would Matthias Cormann go that far.
And neither would Matthias Cormann. In fact, he was dodging all over the place there. So I think that that's opened up a crack, and the government will be trying to explain that line or dodge away from it or whatever.
Just briefly, Michelle, the economy is always important, crucial, really, in elections. But is the PM right, do you think, to sense that after 27 years of positive economic growth, voters are a little complacent, just assume both sides will keep that going?
Perhaps, but on the figures and the record of recent years, that's not an unreasonable assumption by voters. And I don't think that the government has managed to make a case to say that Labor would worsen the economy. It's more an assertion rather than anything that has so far been proved.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.